Right, let's do this. So can you guys all introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Chris. I am the rhythm guitarist of Wes Slater.
Hi, I'm Saul. I am the lead singer.
Hi, I'm Ollie. I'm the drummer for Wes Slater.
I'm Albert. I play bass. Ooh, nice little voice crack there.
And we're missing one. We're missing the lead guitarist, Luke, but unfortunately he's also in Tall Order, so you've got the interview with Tall Order. But yeah, he's our lead guitarist. So.
He plays bass in Tall Order
yeah,
as well.
And, so yeah, he plays lead
we
guitar.
We already did an interview with him earlier as well. Where did the name come from? Is it Argentinian? Is someone here Argentinian?
It's not. No. It's an Argentinian... It's from Norway. It's a folklore.
Right.
It's about a small creature called a slater. And it's essentially like a searchable thing where kids get to go search for a slater, but it's kind of dark from like the 13th century. So like, if you don't find the slater in time, there's a sort of like... I can't remember if it's like they kill him in the night or something. It's very dark. It's weirdly dark.
I'm half Argentinian.
Yeah.
And Ollie's half Norwegian. Yeah. So we kind of figured out, like, we were talking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is like tradition. And we figured out it was a similar thing. And then actually, in Northern Ireland, slater is a term for like someone who tiles roofs. And Saul was my dad's a slater. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of like similar, you know, we're all kind of
merging. Related
and
to slaters.
I can't quite remember what yours
is. Yeah, was. I don't think.
Something about your college, like, down here in Guildford.
I can't remember my involvement in that, but yeah, we were all kind of in agreement.
It was like,
that it was like since there is a search for Slater, why don't we call ourselves Wes Slater? Sort of thing.
Have you watched EastEnders?
No, we
there's
haven't.
There's the Slaters.
Really?
See,
that's the thing. Since actually naming the band Wes Slater, we found in popular media there are so many Slaters. Like, if you look, the policeman in Superbad, he's called Detective Slater or something like that as well. Like,
a load of football.
Yeah.
They shout out.
Regan Slater, number 27 for Hull City, who are going to win the championship this year.
I should.
Does anybody support Man City?
No.
Sad times. Disappointed there.
I don't follow golf. I don't.
And how do you guys write music?
With difficulty. No. it's usually a case of somebody coming in with an idea.
Yeah.
We had a guitarist, Alex. Me and Alex would usually come in with an idea. And go like, oh, what do you think of this? And the rest of them would go, that's not great. And then they would fix it. And then that's how they end up with the song. So we'd end up with like,
We had sort of like some demos and stuff like that. Yeah. And the thing is, Saul is very folky at heart. Like, he loves his folk music. And so he'd come up with like a really good song, but it would be too folk for us because we're more sort of grungy and a bit heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd kind of add the element of like, grunging it up a little bit.
I'd come in with a verse and a chorus, and then they'd all go, eh, that's all right. And then Alex would go, well, what about if this was the bridge? And then they'd all go, yeah, but what if we change the arrangement totally? And then I'd go, okay. And then they'd go like, but what about if we change the lyrics? And by the end of the situation, you'd have a completely new song, and I'd be in tears.
Oh, no. But you've gotten over it. You're fine.
Oh, yeah.
You can sweat in the car, right?
You can still hear the folk influence in the lyrics.
Yeah, I scream over an acoustic guitar whilst they do grunge music. And I go in my car and cry every time.
5.5 hours.
I really don't know why I'm here.
Mumford and Sons / Nirvana.
Alice in Chains, I guess. Yeah. A little bit of Alice in Chains.
Someone
said
Audio Slave earlier today.
Yeah.
Someone said Audio Slave.
It's all compliments, I'll take anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, being compared to those like big prestigious bands, it's quite nice, really.
What's your pre-show ritual? Sorry, were you
going to
say?
No, sorry.
What's your pre-show ritual?
Drink a lot of water.
Just hydrate.
I hydrate to a degree.
And then halfway through the set, you need to go for a pee.
Yeah. I consistently stand on stage, and it's about halfway through. Chris will have broken his guitar strings, and I will really desperately need to pee.
Once,
yeah.
And you'll just be like holding it in. Does it make you focus more?
Sort of.
If you see him dancing, you know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. I start to move more. Why is this the bit we're going for? I don't like this anymore. I don't know. I don't really have, apart from drinking a lot of water, I don't really have.
I prepare in the lead up to a gig by like depriving myself of sleep. I start off like, you know, I get the healthy 8 hours of sleep, and then like a week before, I'll take away 1 hour a day. And then when it gets to the night before, I won't sleep.
So you'll be up all night?
Yeah. So just thinking, I'm just visualizing the gig.
I can't tell if this is a joke or not.
Well, sorry. I mean, yeah, sure. I just live above a pub. Like.
Yeah, you don't get sleep above a pub. You just get, yeah, you just get
cellophane.
Rowdy people.
Panda eyes.
Like that.
Oh, absolutely.
I religiously cut out caffeine before gigs. And then I got to the age where I could drink. So then it kind of went against that.
How old are all of you guys?
21. Old enough.
Are you all 21?
No, Saul is 24.
I'm 23.
23.
Thanks.
I'm 22.
21.
I am 29. I'm the oldest. Yeah.
I'm 28.
So we went to university all together, and I went as a mature student. So like that's why I get lumped in with the like organisational stuff. I'm more sort
he's
of
the dad.
Yeah,
the dad.
Exactly.
He's the dad.
You're the mature one in the group.
Yeah. Although Saul is quite mature because he does have a baby himself.
Yes, I am actually a dad. He's the dad of the group, and I'm the dad of an actual
child.
Santa.
Slater.
We were like, yeah.
It was collectively named Slater.
Partner didn't want to name it Slater, but we were like,
well it's called low, Slater, you know, anyway, so.
Albert actually punched her in the face to try and get to the law office to try and name the child. Yeah. I was grabbing his legs as he ran through the office. His name's not Slater. I'll be fully honest with you. I enjoyed that story way more than anything else that we've heard.
I'll be honest, I was invested in the story. I first thought you said he was called Santa, and I was like, why do you call him Santa?
Quite.
He's a big fan of Christmas. Big fan of Christmas.
I really like, yeah, I thought it would suit.
What's his actual name?
His actual name is Oren.
Like Irish?
Yeah, but we didn't spell it the Irish Celtic way because we didn't want to bother with people trying to write down
people.
His name, yeah. And then of course they try and write it that way, and it loses the point, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Oren, and he's 9 months, and he's just fantastic.
Yeah, awesome.
Aww. He really likes it if you wiggle his fingers in his eyes.
Yeah.
Is he just zoned in to the hat?
He started crying while they were getting petrol, and so I was just like, ooh, fingers. Ooh.
It's all about distraction.
Yeah.
Distract the baby. Just whisper something they can't quite hear.
I said to him, I was like, there's like 9 billion people on this planet, and all of them have very complex and confusing lives, and you'll never meet all of them.
Give them an existential crisis at the age of like one.
But that's what Albert's job is, yeah. To name the child and to give
a stage half the time. So
you're like the cool uncle.
Yes, that's what people keep saying. Yeah. I don't want to put the word uncle into people's mouths, but everyone keeps saying that. I'm like, well.
You know, if this gets onto the BBC, you can put that in his Tinder profile. So,
the uncle of the group, Uncle Albert, akin to the Paul McCartney song. Ollie's also there.
I'm what?
You're there.
I'm just there. Yeah, I sit at the back mainly, keeping everything together.
Ollie doesn't have a kid, but
I don't have a kid.
No, has aspirations.
I have a dad car though. I have a huge estate, and I'm only 22. So
we collectively make up a father. we have the person who's the age of one, the person who is one, the person who should be the uncle, and the person with the car.
Yes, so you share dad duties.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah.
With his kid.
Yes.
Oh, bless him. So lucky, but also confusing for that child.
I mean, he's doing all right.
I think he likes my beard.
Yeah, he liked my beard before I shaved it, and then he just giggled at my face. We've got a bit distracted. Do you want to ask?
I mean, I'm liking the way it's going.
Yeah,
it's
sure,
like,
okay.
Interesting.
He's, he likes Lauren Daigle songs.
Yeah.
Does he listen to any of your music?
He heard Albert's throat singing, and
threw up.
I was practicing throat singing in the car right over here.
What, like?
The Mongolian throat singing, yeah. Like, they're really
Can
good.
You do it?
Well, it depends. Like, it's very specific circumstances. Like, we have to be on the M1. And I have to be sat in the same seat for like 3 hours.
And at that point, you can do anything.
You can't be in public doing it. It has to be in your own. Like,
there's a very funny story. On the way here, we got a McDonald's at the Watford Gap. It's an interesting place, the Watford Gap.
Watford Gap, you can learn about it from a Roy Harper
really
song.
Good song. Soul bless him. I bought him a McSpicy. I don't know if I can say like brand names on
Go
the radio, but I got him a. They're out of a spicy chicken burgers available. And as soon as this poor lad opened it, it fell straight down the side of his seat.
He's got this chicken breast just sat in between his seat and his center.
I didn't get. Here's the thing about the definitely not McCrispy sandwich. The chicken has an absolutely fantastic ability to disintegrate the second it fits into the in between your seat and the like in between your seat and the I was about to say traffic cone, but I mean gear stick. That's what happened at Watford Gap. My car still smells of chicken, really? And I didn't get a chicken sandwich.
The burger disappeared.
Yeah, it fell down in between the thing. I tried to get the chicken out, but there's still chicken in there. I had to use a pan to get it out.
You can kind of tell this manic episode kind of stories. They really get embodied.
Did this
in
just
army.
Happen today?
Yeah.
And this embodiment of chaos carries on through our
music. I'll be fully honest. Most of the time, we need because we're essentially. We're a grunge, but not a grunge band. We do need to get darkness from somewhere, and I got it from a McDonald's sandwich.
It just made you. That's so sad. It's going to go into your music. There's going to be a song about the chicken burger.
Yeah,
we might have already written it in the car right over here. You'll have to listen and guess which one it is. Possibly there's one about Blindside by Sandra Bullock, because I think that's one of the greatest films of all time.
Same. I was watching that the other day.
It's such a good film.
It's so good.
Yeah, so we have a song about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jameson's whiskies.
I worked at a bar and somebody that was Irish, sorry, just random story, said Jimson, and I was like, I don't know what you're saying. Do you say it Jimson?
No, I say it however it's supposed to.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Look, by the end of the night, you just go whiskey and they kind of figure it out. At a certain point of the night, you just start pointing at things and you'll figure it out.
You'll work out what it is.
Yeah, it's like, it's the Irish way of drinking is to point like as if you're on holiday in Greece.
Nice.
You can't speak the language.
Irish way.
No, the weirdest thing for me when it comes to like linguistic things that are different is that nobody uses, it's half pint or glass. So we would say a glass or something. If you go into your pub, it would be like, oh, I want a glass thing. That's a half pint. This is meandering, but I don't understand why people don't use that. It's much easier. If you want a half pint in Ireland, you can just say glass.
So say glass when you say pint?
No, half pint.
Half pint?
A pint is pint. A glass is half pint.
I'll remember that if
people ask me
it.
For a glass of beer and I'm like, well, they're all in glass.
Well, yeah.
Biggest one, more money.
Yeah.
See,
it's just a weird one.
I work in a pub at the moment, but nobody's ever said that to me. Bizarre.
Well, it's because nobody Irish goes to your pub.
Oh, there were four Irish people the other day.
Oh, we didn't talk to them then. We all had a big meeting and we went like, don't go to that pub.
No, don't. It's the riffraff now.
It's
joking.
The riffraff. I'm trying to come up with any other stories I have about Irish drinking, but I don't really have any.
Maybe there's some questions which will help lead us to other stories.
That's true. Do you want to ask a few questions?
I'm just going
to
let you guys go.
We can't really stop. Ollie's embarrassed already.
It's all
you
good.
Can see it. His hair changes colour.
I'm going grey.
You're going grey.
Yeah, it's sad.
You can't see it.
Look.
Nope, looks like hair to me.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. My mullet just keeps on growing and growing. One day it will just envelop.
Your hair is very cool, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it's like the Oompa Loompa in that Willy Wonka movie. You know, the one with the hair. Was it The Thing?
I've only seen the original.
Oh, you've seen the Gene Wilder.
Mm. I don't actually shave my head. For the radio listeners, I'm bald. I don't actually shave it. It was just a. I don't want to talk about it. It's too traumatic.
It's too deep. This is too deep.
I'm not actually
bald.
I love how we're going into hairstyles now.
No, if you go on our Spotify, where Slater, you can actually see Albert when he had hair, and it's a nice big emo comb over. It's lovely.
We would have been an emo band.
Oh, no. I've never made someone cry on my interview before, so there you go.
I've been practicing my fake crying recently.
joking.
Yeah. I make Albert cry.
It's not working very well.
So what? What bands do you guys like to listen to? And have you seen what gigs were your favourite gigs?
I really listen to a lot of hip hop, so I can't. But then, like, I still like a lot of rock music. There's a band I really like called Show Me the Body, but like, a lot of my like band influences are a lot heavier. So I really like Show Me the Body. Blackpink are a really good band as well. Godspeed You Black Emperor, I really like them. But they're like, it's very weird. Like, my favorite bands are all very different to what we do. Like, Godspeed You Black Emperor are like a post rock band where they have like no lyrics and 20-minute long songs. We don't
so
do any
is it
of that.
Like clubby music almost?
No, it's just really depressing.
Oh.
It's like you'll sit there for like 20 minutes and by the end of it you're like, man, I hate the Canadian government.
Yeah. Yeah, and we play like grunge music and everything, but I quite like metal music, and I play metal and I play jazz predominantly.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I play jazz at uni quite a bit, as in like function bands, and we've always had this weekly jazz night that happens every single week, obviously. But like the turnout for that is amazing.
Do you add jazz to your music sometimes?
I'd say I incorporate it into how I play drums. Yeah.
Right.
I'd say I'm not. Yeah.
Because jazz drummers are like the best drummers ever. I went to see. Have you heard of Ronnie Scott's?
Yeah.
I went to see that, and the drummer was insane.
Yeah, I really. There's like a lot of older jazz, I played a lot of jazz standards, but then like newer bands, kind of like Snarky Puppy, bands like that. I know that's like a very basic one to say, but anyone on the radio is like, oh, this guy. But like Snarky
Puppy, he's such a faker, yeah, but he wears Thrasher and he doesn't even skate.
Yeah, the Snarky Puppy, they're amazing. But then I like stuff like Opeth and like Metallica, anything like that. So yeah, I have a very varied influences, I think.
But that's good, because then you bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things, because like Saul brings all of his folk influences.
He likes the Beatles, and he's playing grunge music, so.
Yeah, like he brings in all of his own influences, and we have all of our own. Like, Saul will come with these like folky sounding demos, and like he said earlier, he made it sound like we were really mean about it, but we are a little bit, but in like a constructive way, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. And if we like give him a little hug afterwards, then it's okay.
I mean, the Beatles have like the best written songs ever, so, you know, it's good.
I mean, I'm just a sucker for a good song. I grew up listening to a lot of different sort of 70s stuff, really. Quite a lot of it's folky, so like my favourite sort of songwriters, I mean, John Prine, probably the biggest one. He's completely different from anything we do. Mm-hmm. John Prine, Randy Newman is the other one that I grew up listening to, and he's a fantastic songwriter.
Are there any guitarists that you particularly like?
Guitarists I like, Richard Thompson.
Okay.
He's an English, again, folk rock. He came from Fairport Convention, and if you haven't had the pleasure of listening to some pure Richard Thompson, just him playing guitar is fantastic. Vincent Black Lightning, 1952 is the very obvious example, but he's absolutely fantastic guitarist.
Is he like folky more than, or is he quite electric?
He was a lot of things. He is just a guitarist that has a very specific and brilliant style.
Yeah.
And a fantastic songwriter. Just songwriter, where you sit there and you're like, oh, you should think of these things. And he does them. When it comes to bands, I do love the Beatles. And I'm fine with saying that, because that's one of the things, they are just a very good band, and I grew up listening to the Kinks a lot, so like all this classic 60s ones. I didn't like Rolling Stones that much, but yeah, the Kinks, the Beatles, I've like bands that I like a lot. I've been listening to a lot of Tom Waits lately, and Ronnie Lane, Slim Chance, Dylan Clark, some of the weird choices
in the music,
and in the music we do. Well, I mean, I'm very different from the rest. they have a lot of grunge and alternative rock
Chris
stuff.
Chris is very like Foo Fighters, yeah. And like Alex and I were very like Alice in Chains with Alba as well.
I just really like Nirvana, so I was like, yeah, cool, grunge, I know what that is, and I had to educate myself.
Likes a lot of John Mayer.
Our old, our previous lead guitarist was a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah. And
he
John
was a
Mayer
huge
fan.
Swiftie, and a huge and John Mayer.
Mayer fan, yes. Which is a bit like controversial. The Red Scarf,
Well, they were a couple, weren't they?
They were. Yeah.
And he loves both of them.
Represents some interesting things.
You're gonna have to pick one or the other.
Neither.
How about drummers?
Drummers. Obvious choices, probably
Neil Peart.
Neil Peart, and then Tommy Igoe. He's a really good one. Who else? I've gone blank now. What am I thinking? Ian Pierce from Deep Purple.
Right.
Very good. Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater. That's a really basic one, but he's amazing.
He's got his own little room of drums.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He has a room of drums.
It's like when they play live, it's like all the way around him, and he'll kind of swivel around, and he's got a massive gong behind him.
It's huge.
Ollie's been trying to get a gong into the band for quite a long time.
How about a cowbell?
Yeah.
We tried to
do No Fear the Reaper, but the cowbell, it was too difficult for him.
Yeah.
It's too many parts. He could do the gong, but he couldn't do the cowbell.
Cowbell's very 70s.
Though. It's extraordinarily 70s, yeah.
Very, very 70s.
Well, I love also Slayer, so anytime I hear cowbell, I actually think of The Banging Man by Slayer. It's a song I would have tried to get us to cover, but it's too hard to sing.
And so you're the bassist?
Yes.
What bass players?
I think mainly Cliff Burton. Like, he was the, not original, the second bassist for Metallica. He was the one with their first three albums until they had that van crash and he died, which is very sad. But his like bass playing is incredible. And I think he's the reason I started playing bass. I used to be a clarinet player, which isn't very rock and roll. And then saxophone as well. You can get some good saxophone in rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
But like, clarinet, no one's going to really... You know, if you're at like middle of a mosh pit and someone busts out some like Mozart and clarinet.
Yeah, you could try and be Jethro Tull with a flute, but you can't really do it with a clarinet.
Yeah.
Saxophone's very cool. Very cool.
Saxophone is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, Hall's Young Woodwind Musician of the Year 2019. Oh.
Albert also plays saxophone. That's to correct whatever he just said. He plays saxophone. He's very good at it, and we still haven't figured out a way to put in the band.
Yeah. You're like Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. He like plays the trumpet and he comes on. Do you do a handstand as well?
No, I'm too bop heavy.
There won't be any handstands tonight, I don't think.
No.
Not with that attitude.
I'm not very good at slapping either. But I am also, we are bold. We're both bold.
Yeah, you're both bold. You can end up topless.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
What's your craziest thing that's ever happened at a gig?
That I've played or I've been.
Good. Good question.
A lot of people in the crowd took their top off and then started mosh pitting. Someone bought me a beer. That was great.
That was a crazy one.
That's a perk.
I shouted out, "Can someone get me a beer?" and it appeared.
I busked once and an old lady, instead of giving me money, gave me a box of M&S biscuits.
That's so cute.
I did have another old lady on a few days before walk past me in the little corridor after I'd done about 3 hours of a set, and she just said I had a horrible voice and walked on.
Oh no, that's awful.
So, you know, you can get variation.
You've got to be humble. You've got to, you know.
Yeah.
But all bands starting out anyway, they have the bad and the good.
This wasn't with Wes Slater, but I was once with a band where we did a gig in a place outside of Belfast, and essentially it was an empty bar, and we were doing the set and we watched five blokes walk into the bar, look at us, look at the empty bar and walk out. So we had about -5 audience members.
Oh no, every band that I've interviewed had that exact incident where it's just either one drunk guy or like nobody's there, like sort of thing, so.
But sometimes that one drunk guy can raise your spirits. It's great fun. Whenever I with Buskin, I'd have one drunk guy just dancing, doing the waltz during sets. And honestly, at a certain point, it's good fun. Just
what
get past the audience.
Gig is your ultimate gig that you've ever been to?
Best gig I've ever been to.
I think it was best gig we've ever played.
right?
Me too.
Oh, yeah. I saw Don Broco in Plymouth. They were very good. They were good. Lots of mosh pits.
Nice.
That was great. And then like their dad appeared at the back of the crowd and everyone turned around and then they started doing a heavy drop at the front and everyone was like, what, where do we look? So it's like confused moshing, whatever.
I love it when it's the dad in the audience. Yeah. And it's like, that's Dave. Yeah. So Dave's there.
No, it was literally the band, like the singer's dad just appeared on this platform behind.
Oh, so he wasn't just
No, he wasn't just a random guy. He was like dressed up in a cowboy outfit as their mascot.
I love that.
So we saw him. And then I've also, recently, I've really enjoyed a band called Wonderhorse. I've seen them in, there you go, it's even, I'm even
it's
wearing
got the t-shirt
them.
On, yeah, yeah, wearing them.
And they were really good. I saw them in Leeds and in York recently. But they've been going, they're doing a lot of festivals now, so.
They, I thought that said Lunderloos.
Wonderhorse.
Wonderhorse!
Are they German?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're from Newquay.
Spelt very German.
Yeah,
I know.
I prefer London.
There's a band called Strange Burns, also on my t-shirt.
Nice.
So that means that you have to talk about Wes Slater if you're wearing our merch. they're very good. They've got like the most, I've never seen people mosh as much as I have seeing them. It's very energetic. And I've never crowd surfed. I think I'm too heavy. But I was once in a mosh pit and fell over a guy and then everyone fell on top of me and I broke his leg. So that was kind of fun. Yeah, poor guy. I carried him to the side and then I was like, good luck.
Do you know what's really funny though? Metal concerts, like everybody's like so heavy, but they're the nicest audience
ever. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you'll hurt yourself,
so true.
But they'll be like,
everyone will help you, yeah.
Oh no, I saw a band called Low in Liverpool. And that was insane. I was like scared for my life when I ventured into the mosh pits in there. Yeah.
Like, will I get out of this?
Yeah,
who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah. And being someone who wears glasses, it was like a no-go zone for me. I was like, if I get hit in the head, then I can't see for the rest of the day.
So, you guys, do you have any music coming out soon?
Can we lie?
Go for it.
Yes.
Yes. They definitely do.
Yeah, we definitely, absolutely, in a billion years do. We have music ID that you can listen to. We've got a single called of June, but it's acoustic version. But we have, more importantly, a live album. We decided to do the acoustic cover of our own song first, then the live album. And then we'll get round to like a studio album and a single, instead of the other way around, which most bands do, which is singles, albums, then a live album, and then maybe they do an acoustic set. We decided to switch it.
Just be unique.
Definitely not to do with the, we just have no idea what we're doing. We did a live album.
We planned to release stuff and we went to record it and then COVID happened and that's like 2 years of.
So you formed in 2018.
19. End of 19, like around Christmas, because we wanted to get a free pint for playing a Christmas song at a Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually, yeah,
fans.
That was why we were formed. Yeah,
did we get formed the to do Christmas?
Yeah, yeah, we did. Actually, no, we all got a shot each instead of a pint. I don't know why, but we all got a free shot. That was very fun. But Killing in the Name, we found a loophole.
So did they
Christmas
promise you a pint and give you a shot?
Well, no, I think we bartered. Yeah. That was a good gig.
I know, we have the live album and we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
And we've got a gig tomorrow. Today's the 12th, 10th, so 11th is tomorrow. We have a gig in London on the 11th. And apparently that's maybe recorded. So,
no, that's tonight.
Well, that's tonight. Yeah, this is going to be recorded. Oh, well, that's going to be a train wreck. But,
He's
well,
just found out now.
I've just found out now. So tonight's being recorded. So we may end up hearing some of the tracks that we do. Because I think we ended up with like 6 tracks on that live album. But we actually have more material.
So did they record this?
They record this, yeah, as we play it. Yeah.
It's not like a normal thing, but Chris, who was here earlier,
Chris,
the guy doing the sound.
And he asked very politely and
I turned up late.
It's like a charity gig, but the charity is us.
Yes,
we are hungry, please give us food. We might try and get something out from that. So actually we may have music out, but for now it's a bit of a just enjoy that live album and enjoy what we have and enjoy Tall Order, who are currently playing and were missing a bit of, but you know, I've seen them before.
I haven't seen them before. I need to go.
But Tall Order are fantastic as well. The White Rooms, who have played, also fantastic. Wedding band, so a function band, yeah. You can go and get them booked. They were absolutely brilliant fun.
Corporate event.
Yep.
I think they said White Room Bands.
The White Room Band.
Dot Instagram.
I mean, yeah, just look them up. They're fantastic. Tall Order are brilliant. They've just put out a new single.
They've got social media. It's like tall.order.band.gmail.com.
You guys are so supportive of other bands. Like, it's brilliant.